Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. Lovely stuff with the Moon in Libra for the next 3 days. Today is the best out of the three, so for you, it's certainly a good time for you to consider all kinds of options, whether to make the journey of a lifetime, whether to travel for business or pleasure, whether to take on a new course of study, knowledge, academic, intellectual. There's so many things here on offer, and if I were you, I would consider doing as many of them as you can. Here's your Sunday stars. First part of the day, a little bit difficult. Somebody always feels they know better than you, don't they? In this instance, they certainly don't, and that's why you've got to be careful, because somebody may try to throw their weight around. Be kind, be sweet, be diplomatic, but withdraw. Tonight, you will be in a much better position to make choices and decisions that affect your future when they're not around. Here's your Monday stars. With the Sun opposing Uranus, there's all kinds of things that can happen. It's unpredictable and quite shocking, but that's the Moon and Uranus. You're used to that. Uranus is your ruling planet. What should you be doing? Well, I think perhaps you shouldn't go out on a whim or even a limb, because it may well be that come tomorrow you'll regret something you said you would do, because come tomorrow it's another day, another dawn, and you wish you'd said nothing. And here's your Tuesday stars. Lots going on from that Moon in Scorpio, and it's beautiful for you, for your career and ambitions. You know, this is the kind of energy that you get, that if you've done good for other people, then they're now going to do good to you and for you, because there is something about you now that all of those things that you've done in the past will begin to pay off. It's a time when you find out who your friends are, and boy, they are lovely friends, some of these people. Here's your Wednesday stars. Love Venus and Saturn working so fabulously well together. Venus and Saturn, when it comes from the ninth house of energy, is academic, is intellectual. There is a tremendous, fabulous vibe when it comes to the arts and creative things, but it's very classical. And so therefore, whatever you do now, if you're an Aquarian with a classical slant, then this is an ideal time for you to really get into culture. Here's your Thursday stars. This is the last aspect the Moon and Jupiter will make in a while. So make the most of it, because it's lovely for career and ambitious things. So if your thing is to make something more of yourself, to gain recognition or after success, then go after it now. Look and see where opportunities lie, because this is an excellent time for you to make your mark and for people to notice you. And that's all you need to ask of the day to get noticed. Here's your Friday stars. It's a wizard aspect. Well, it's a transit, actually. Jupiter moves into Libra, and this is full of luck and opportunity like you've not had in about 12 years. Jupiter in the ninth house is perfect for the journey of a lifetime, because this aspect, this transit, I should say, will last for one whole year. And that's why this is great for reaching for the stars, creating a new life vision, and making something of your world. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.